Ladies and gentlemen, you know what day it is.
Woo! Oh, hell yeah! Sorry, I got a little carried away there.
It's true, but it's Jobs Friday!
It's Jobs Friday. That's exactly what it is.
The jobs report for July was released this morning, and it was...
fine.
It was okay. Yeah. I mean, the economy added 157,000 jobs last month, which was fewer jobs than in recent months. And wages are still only rising a little faster than they were earlier in the year. But the numbers aren't too bad. And unemployment is still low.
Yeah. But listeners, you know that here on The Indicator, Stacey and I don't like to focus on the month-to-month fluctuations
perish
in the jobs
the
report,
thought.
Okay?
Perish the thought.
Yeah, we like to go a bit deeper. We like to find interesting trends, the stuff that's been going on not just for a single month, but for at least a few months or maybe even a year. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. Today on the show, we are going to set a timer and see if we can give you five jobs indicators, deep indicators, in 5 minutes. I'm actually not sure if we can pull this off, but we are going to try.
Right.
And the 5 minutes, you know, because listen, it is not just Jobs Friday. It is Jobs Summer Friday. It is August.
Yeah, we got to go.
We have better places to be.
Right.
Right.
And so do you.
And so do you. You should be enjoying the beach shortly after you hear five very important job indicators in 5 minutes. Let's see if we can do this.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, State Street Global Advisors. Download Crazy Enough to Work, a podcast series with Elizabeth Banks about the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC. Support also comes from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform. Invest in high-growth companies of the future, innovating in clean water, renewable energy, and medical breakthroughs. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/indicator.
Okay, five jobs indicators about five jobs market trends in 5 minutes. Stacey,
yes.
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm setting the clock.
When are you not ready? Is the better question. That's what I should have asked.
I'm not ready a lot. I spend a vast amount of my time not ready. Okay, 5 minutes on the clock. Okay, I need to take a drink and a breath, settle in. Cardiff Garcia, are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. How many jobs were created in a given month is a number that gets revised up and down over time. And rather than just looking at last month, we'd rather look at a longer trend. So last year, the economy added 182,000 jobs per month. This year, so far, it is adding 215,000 jobs each month. So that is today's first Planet Money jobs indicator, 215,000 jobs added every month this year.
And this is really healthy jobs growth. The economy has been growing for about 9 years straight now, so you would expect that eventually, over time, as more and more people get hired, the economy would start adding fewer and fewer jobs each month, just because so many people have already been employed. And yet the pace of jobs being added every month is actually higher this year than it was last year. That's great news. It means the economy is still getting people back to work who wanted to find jobs.
Okay, that's indicator number one. We're running a little behind, Cardiff, but
let's
get to indicator number two. Another number that is improving is employment for adults in their prime working years. In other words, adults between the ages of 25 and 54. They are increasingly finding jobs. And the share of these adults with jobs is now 79.5%. That is the highest it's been since before the last recession started, more than a decade ago. And it is our second Planet Money Jobs Day indicator. 79.5% of adults in their prime working years have jobs.
That is such an important number, in part because it tells such a simple and powerful story. Adults between the ages of 25 and 54 are the ones that you would expect to be working. They're not in college anymore, and they're still too young to retire. So the fact that more and more of these adults have jobs is another great sign of health in the labor market.
Next up, number three. Manufacturing jobs. They're making a comeback right now. Our third Planet Money indicator is 327,000. We've got just about 3 minutes on the clock, so we're in good shape. In the last year, the economy has added 327,000 manufacturing jobs. The manufacturing sector has had a faster pace of job growth than the overall economy. which is a turnaround from what was happening up until a year ago.
And it's not yet clear why manufacturing jobs have been growing so fast or whether the trend is going to last. One possibility is that a lot of manufacturing products are used in the fracking business, which is how so much oil gets produced in the United States. And because oil prices have been going up for the last year, there's also been more fracking to try to make money on those higher oil prices. So there's been more manufacturing activity and also, therefore, more manufacturing jobs. There might be more to the story than just that, but it's one plausible theory. We'll be keeping an eye on this one.
Fourth, 2 minutes to go. The growing economy is finally starting to benefit people who have less education. In the past year, the unemployment rate for high school graduates who have not spent any time in college has fallen from 4.5% to 4%. That is the fourth Planet Money indicator. 4% unemployment for high school graduates.
The unemployment rate for college graduates is still lower than the unemployment rate for high school graduates, just to be clear. And that's what you would expect. It's usually easier for a college grad to find a job. But since the unemployment rate for high school graduates is falling faster, those two unemployment rates are getting closer together.
Finally, we like to keep track of people who are working part-time hours, but who would rather be working full-time. There were a lot of these people earlier this decade, in the years after the recession, because the economy was so weak, companies were cutting people's hours. Just after the recession, part-time workers who could not find full-time work made up 6% of the labor force.
But that number has fallen by a lot because so many of those workers have been able to find full-time jobs. And now, part-time workers who want those better full-time jobs are only 2.8% of the labor force. That is the fifth and final Planet Money indicator.
44 seconds, Cardiff Garcia.
2.8% with 40 seconds to spare. That's
Woo!
It. Time. We did it.
40 seconds is spared. 36, yeah. 35.
What are we going to do in the meantime?
What should
we
talk about?
We should say thank you to our great producers,
yes,
Darius Rafian and Constanza Gallardo.
They are the best.
Yes. And also, we've got an Instagram page that we're actively updating now. It's at Planet Money. Go check us out. Follow us. And finally, just have a great Summer Jobs Friday and a great weekend.
Final indicator, one, the number of ice cream cones you should be eating right now.